Now let's go to France and talk to Sharon Gaffney, reporter with France 24, because Sharon, wildfires tore through the Gironde region of southwestern France yesterday. And in fact, throughout this summer, you've now been through four heat waves. Will you give us some idea of the destruction in the Gironde region where this fire is still burning?
Yeah, well, it's not even just there at the moment. There's more than 10,000 firefighters tackling eight major blazes right across the country, from the northwest down to the southeast, even in the east, the northern parts of the country. But yes, the major concern is in the Gironde region, where there's a massive fire blazing, and it's just 30 kilometres from Bordeaux. So, and over the course of 3 days since Tuesday, 7,500 hectares of forest land have burned. And just to put that into context, it's, if you can imagine, more than 10 times the size of the Phoenix Park in Dublin. So it's a massive amount of land burned in such a short period of time. There's more than 1,000 firefighters battling those fires there at the moment. 17 to 18 houses have been destroyed. We had the French government yesterday appealing for the very first time for international help. It's asked the EU to send assistance. So some of that is already arriving from Germany, from Greece, from Italy. We had an update just a few minutes ago. Local authorities down in the Gironde, they said that there was actually some respite for fire services overnight. Nothing major was reported. The fires down there, they haven't progressed significantly, which is really good news. But they are concerned because, as you say, that we've had four heat waves so far this summer since mid-June. They're expecting temperatures of up to 41 degrees down in the southwest of France today and tomorrow before things start to cool off a little bit on Sunday. But really, they're concerned, particularly the local authorities in the southwest, that because this fire, it was actually the same area, the very same area where we had a massive blaze back in July, just 3 weeks ago. So what they actually think is, they're not ruling out the possibility of arson, but authorities think that these fires were actually burning underground. They call them zombie fires, and that they were reignited because of the very dry conditions and the strong winds that firefighters are contending with at the moment. So more than 1,000 of them currently deployed to the southwest.
Sharon, thank you very much. Sharon Gaffney there with